T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We also spend our summers taking a little bit of a preview of the NFC South. And today we're going to talk with Larry Holder. He is with The Athletic in New Orleans. Larry's kind enough to join us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer, as we discuss the 2021 New Orleans Saints. It is a team without Drew Brees. Larry, I know you've followed, you've covered the Saints for a while now. How strange is it to not have Drew Brees around the facility?
It's strange in the sense that, me on a personal note, my first day on the beat was the first day Drew Brees signed his contract in 06.
Wow.
So the fact that I outlasted Drew is a bit of a miracle on this beat. But, it's definitely different. It's a team that, you always talk about a team that, you get your identity, this, that, and the other. And, look, the Saints' identity was Drew Brees for a decade and a half, and help put the Saints on the winning map. And so now you're at a point where you don't have a definite plan for the, say, future. You do for the immediate, but maybe not the future is still unknown because of you don't know how well, and my assumption is that Jameis Winston will be the starter and win the job, but how well will he do? I think that is, that's one of the biggest questions around the NFL. I think people are curious to see if Sean Payton can make this thing work on a more full-time basis with a quarterback outside of Drew Brees.
Yeah, and that's where I was headed first here, Larry. Is Jameis Winston ready for this to be his team?
Well, it might be ready or not, because that's really kind of the only options in the building, him and Taysom Hill, unless Ian Book pulls off some sort of Russell Wilson magic and wins a job as a rookie, which I don't think he will. But I think it's something that if there's a coach who can kind of cure some of the ills that Jameis Winston has shown in the last, through all of his career, it would be Sean Payton. And, I just look at it in the sense that Sean Payton was able to guide the team with Teddy Bridgewater to a 5-0 mark. He guided the Saints to a 3-1 mark under Taysom Hill. And, I think Jameis is more talented than both of them, but, of course, we know Jameis is mistake-prone, and I think that's something that it's good that at least Jameis has had a year within the system, so it's not like he's coming in learning something new. He knows what's there, and he's practiced it. And so that, in a good sense, will help him. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But we won't really know until he actually gets out there, plays games, and week in, week out is the starter. And so it is definitely something. It's obviously been the hottest topic here in New Orleans for months and months, and really for years at this point. Who's going to be next with Drew Brees? And so it looks like to me it's going to be Jameis, and it will be quite an interesting ride, to say the least.
Larry Holder, he covers the Saints for The Athletic, and he's spending a few minutes with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So with all that being said, what's Taysom Hill's future?
Well, if he doesn't win the job, he goes back to the role I think that the Saints used him much in the past, and that's kind of that Swiss Army knife type role. But you look at it, here's the thing. You look at Taysom Hill, and to me, the only real place he would have a chance of being a starting quarterback would be New Orleans. I just don't see him being a starter anywhere else. And if he can't win the job in New Orleans, what's next? I mean, there's no question that the Saints value him, and they would want to keep him around in his role beyond this year. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But when you look at the contract status of both Taysom and Jameis, they're both on one-year deals right now. So if this thing blows up and it does not go the way that maybe Sean Payton anticipates, to me, you could see a whole new quarterback next year, neither Jameis nor Taysom. But, you know, if someone would – here's the thing. If someone would outlast another, I think Taysom would outlast Jameis in that sense, because Taysom is certainly more versatile and more valuable in other positions across the field. But, yeah, I think that's – and I'm also wondering, if Taysom doesn't win the job, how often does he actually get snaps at quarterback? I think Sean Payton would still sprinkle him in there. But, you know, that's also one of the reasons why – they've got, you know, people even forget Trevor Siemian even exists. I mean, he's on the roster, and then you have Ian Book. But you need someone back there as your number three guy if you're going to use Taysom Hill in his role as a Swiss Army knife, because, you need someone to jump in. Kind of like what Jameis had to do last year when Drew Brees got hurt, and Taysom Hill had to play his Swiss Army knife role for one half. I think that was against the 49ers when Drew got hurt and Jameis came in and played a half. So it's the future for both guys is certainly is uncertain, just because they're both on 1 year deals at this point.
I love the pick last year when they took Cesar Ruiz in the draft, and I know he got thrown to the fire in the NFL offensive line as a rookie. Can he take that next step now in year two?
Yeah, I think he can certainly improve. And it was something, I know the game plan last year for the Saints was, hey, we're going to let Larry Warford go. We'll get draft a lineman. And Ruiz, at that point, was the best interior offensive lineman on the board. And they shifted him to guard, and he was a center at Michigan. And admittedly, that's his more comfortable position. So, you have no off season really, and then he didn't start immediately, but he played a lot and then became the starter by about 4 or 5 weeks into the season. But he's going to stick to guard because Eric McCoy has been really solid after 2 years at center, and so it seems like to me that Ruiz is only going to get a little bit more comfortable there. And he had some rough spots last year, but as the season went on, he did improve. So I think from year one to year two, he's talented enough to do it. I don't think there's any question. Smart guy, too. So I think that's something that the offensive line for the Saints is still going to be one of their, if not the biggest strength on the team.
Talking Saints with Larry Holder from The Athletic in New Orleans here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's the biggest concern outside of the quarterback position and the unknowns there? What's the biggest concern on offense for the Saints?
Offensively, I would probably take a look at Michael Thomas. Can he become the same player he was 2 years ago? Hurt in week one, gets rolled up at the end of the game when the Saints were just trying to put an exclamation point touchdown, and the injury lingered the entire season. He also ran into issues with teammates and the coach and got himself suspended for a game. And so where can Michael Thomas go as far as being a top flight receiver? Because leaving 2019, he was the league's offensive player of the year. Now he's almost fallen off the map. Forgotten. So I'm curious to see if he can bounce back. And I'll give you one more. I think at tight end, we don't know how good this unit's going to be. They lost Jared Cook and Josh Hill, and now second-year player Adam Trautman, who was a third-rounder in 2019. Won the 2020 draft. He was a third-round pick. And the thought is he's going to be elevated to the top spot. I mean, is he ready to do that? And so it's more skill position based rather than, like I said, I think that offensive line is really kind of the rock for the Saints team.
Larry, when I look at this roster, it feels, just from a numbers standpoint, and I guess talent too, but especially from a numbers standpoint, it feels thin along the defensive line, and it feels thin in the secondary. Are those valid concerns in New Orleans right now?
I think it's thin. You can look at the entire defense and say they've got thin because Of course, the Saints have kicked the can a billion zillion years on the cap. COVID hits, salary cap drops, Drew Brees retires, and now you had to gut some depth on your team. You can look at defensive line. They lost Trey Hendrickson. You know, he was their sack leader last year. Now you got to see if Marcus Davenport can actually live up to the billing of being a first-round pick. And they went out and drafted Peyton Turner from Houston to kind of aid that. You look at defensive front. They lost their starting nose tackle with Malcolm Brown. Sheldon Rankins, he's gone now, even though David Onyemata has really become the starter. And you had a ton of depth at that spot, and now you don't have as much anymore. Look at linebacker. I mean, it's DeMario Davis, and then who else? I mean, they have Zach Bond, who was a 2020 third-round pick, and then they drafted Pete Werner, second-round pick this year. I mean, well, you just need one of those guys to play just because you play so little base defense in 4-3 now, so you really just need two linebackers who can play every down. And then it's the big bullseye cornerback. They do not have, in their eyes, a viable replacement right now for Janoris Jenkins. And right now, if they had to start a game, they probably have to play Patrick Robinson there, a veteran who he's more comfortable in the nickel, and he's been banged up a bunch. They drafted Paulson Adebo in the third round out of Stanford, who I think could become a good player, but is he ready to be a starter right now? I think that's the big question mark. And I think the Saints are still shopping. They're looking at free agent market. They're going to look at the trade market. They're going to get a corner at some point to go opposite Marshon Lattimore. And it's funny that we're talking about the starting corner, but they're perfectly set at nickel with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Usually you'd flip it around. You'd feel better about your outside guys. So there's no doubt the number one concern for me on the team is that starting cornerback opposite Lattimore.
Larry Holder from The Athletic in New Orleans. We're talking Saints with him as we continue previewing the NFC South this summer. Larry, I got two more things for you. One, capacity at the Superdome this year. Well, that's always been for the Saints. There's always been the home field advantage there because of that crowd. What's it going to be like in 2021? Any idea?
From all we're hearing from the Saints and the city, that it's going to be full capacity. I think even maybe it's not this weekend, but the next weekend, they're doing full capacity for Monster Jam. It's the first time in the Dome. So if Monster Jam is going to get full capacity in the Dome, I'm pretty sure the Saints are going to get full capacity in the Dome. And, yeah, that was a weird thing, being in the Superdome quiet last year for games. And yeah, it is one of the most ruckus places there is on the planet for a sporting event. And so I anticipate full capacity when it comes to Saints games this year.
You're 12, 13 years into covering this franchise. Tell us what we have in Terry Fontenot now here in Atlanta.
I know the Saints miss him. He's really, look, and he did mostly pro evaluations. He was on the pro side, and you could just look at the Saints' four-year run of NFC South crowns in a row. And they have made some really good pro personnel pickups along the way. And look, you could look at DeMario Davis. You can look at, I mean, A.J. Klein was a good player for a long time. You know, they picked off Janoris Jenkins off the waiver wire. They brought back Malcolm Jenkins. You know, Jared Cook was a good player at times. And Latavius Murray has been a good complement to Alvin Kamara. And look, Terry Fontenot had his hands in all of this. So, you know, I'm sure Mickey Loomis is certainly thrilled that Terry Fontenot is now a GM in the league. I'm sure he's not super thrilled that it's with the Falcons, but deservedly so. It was only a matter of time for Terry. And look, he's a good person. I've gotten to know him over the years, and so the Falcons got a good one. I mean, you could argue some of the other things they've done over the past few years, but they've got themselves a good one with Terry Fontenot.
Larry, appreciate it. Look forward to maybe we can catch up again once training camp gets underway.
You got it. No problem. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.